Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, a guy with like a steel lock safe. It is.
Bob may be the intern.
The sage of the Packers beat of BobMcGinnFootball.com. Bob McGinn. Bob, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
Good, Rami. Hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
You know, Bob McGinn's known as a social butterfly. He's always out and about doing stuff.
Really? I did not know that.
Bob's a workaholic.
I know he is. I'm just joking around. Hey, all right, Bob. Let's start off first here. Do you think it's possible that maybe this whole McCarthy-Rogers thing has just kind of run its course at this time? That they've just been together so long that maybe it really is going down that path of time to separate?
I can't say that. I mean, no, I can't say that. They have a chance to win a ton of games this year. I mean, they still do. These teams are very close in the NFL, and they're at 500, and we're only five games into this thing, and no, I wouldn't never say that.
The reason I say it is because, A, the power four, whatever, he's got 1 year left after this year. And as I told Mark Murphy in the summertime when this all came up, you know, if you believed in him, you would have given him more than 1 year extension, and you didn't. So that tells me all I need to know about how much belief they really have in Mike McCarthy going forward. And then on top of that, you have Rodgers coming out being critical of the offensive play calling. And then McCarthy's got to come back and say what's going on with the offensive play calling. And I agree with you. I think they'll be in the playoffs at the end of the year when it's all said and done, win 10 games or whatever the course, whatever it may be. It just seems to me like we're going down this path that, you know, barring a Super Bowl or something, that it might be that time to part ways.
Well, remember, he gave him a one-year extension, but he gave him a lot more power along with it. I mean, he gets rid of the GM who ran the power in the operation, and McCarthy was hugely involved in everything. Now he meets with the de facto owner weekly at least, and involved with free agency, roster decisions during the season. I mean, I'm sure he's flexing his muscles in that personnel department like never before. So, you know, I wouldn't call him a lame duck by any means, and I don't think he comes across that way.
Bob, I want to look at some of the things I've been seeing happen quite a bit. And I don't know whether to put it on coaching or put it on players. But in watching the film, I see they're playing a lot of cover four in the red zone. And those are the ones that each four deep guy, both safeties, both corners, will have a quarter of the field. And the Marvin Jones Jr. play, it seemed like to me, looking at the film, that you got a couple guys guessing out there. I'm not sure if they want them to be aggressive or not. But if you look at the film and you see the same problems over and over again, I mean, how do you even forecast that to say, how do you fix it and who fault is it?
Leroy, you're asking me the smartest
yes.
football player. You're the smartest football player I've ever dealt with.
I want
at every position.
I want your take on it because I see the same thing. I really do.
Well, Clinton Dix was, I think he was guessing in that game down in that red zone on those two touchdown passes, and obviously you can't do that. He had a problem on a play last 2 weeks ago in that Viking game, or the what was the third? Washington, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Yeah, that's just unacceptable. That's why they're not playing Josh Jones, because he did so much of that stuff. And Kentrell Bryce was out of position on the two bombs, one Washington and one in Minnesota, I believe it was. And they got youth at cornerback, and Tremont's kind of struggling. So, you know, but no matter what we say, I think I see they're fourth in yards right now after five games. So, I mean, Patton has done some good things, certainly.
And I think that's what a lot of people think. If you look at the numbers are different because going into the game, Detroit was last in, you know, giving up yards rushing, but they were, like, very good against the pass because people can run the ball. But my question is, Aaron Jones seems to not have a role on this team. And I think they pulled him – matter of fact, I know they pulled him on a couple plays because of protection issues. So he's just not going to play if they ever get behind.
Yeah, that's the way it looks, doesn't it, Leroy? He's going to have to make his money in the first half when the game is close. And maybe he should just start the game ahead of Williams, you know?
That's what I was thinking. That's a great point, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they've scored a touchdown on their five opening possessions. I don't think they've scored a point. So, yeah, play Jones, give him his four or five carries. He's certainly more dynamic than Jamal Williams. And when, you know, run pass is both available, I think that's a good idea, Leroy.
That's a great point.
Talking with Bob McGinn of BobMcGinnFootball.com here great on the point. Wendy's Big Show. Bob, we still haven't seen what I think many envisioned when Jimmy Graham signed with the Packers. And the way I see it, it comes down to one of three things or some combination of these three things. Either Jimmy Graham is just not the guy that he once was and can't get open the way he once did. The scheme is not getting him open, or both of those things are working and Aaron Rodgers just isn't getting him the ball. Am I missing something here, Bob, or does it fall into one of those three categories?
No, yeah, it does. I think the first one's probably accurate that he's not the player he once was. That he certainly wasn't in New Orleans. You know, it's interesting. Both the Bears and and Detroit spent so much time taking a defensive end out of the pass rush and chucking Graham on his release. I mean, those two teams were vowing to take not get beat by Jimmy Graham. It was interesting. I mean, Detroit would, you know, take Aquara or the other guy, Kennard on the other side, and just make it a three-man rush or a three-and-a-half-man rush. They didn't care. Is Graham playing very good? Not really. He's had some drops. He's not a blocker. He's a big body, and, you know, he's got, what's he got, 20 catches or something? He's got 22 grabs. He's been okay, but I don't know. Anybody who saw him as a great player, I think, was a couple years behind.
What's going on with Nick Perry? You paid him all this money to be that guy after his – one huge year, and he really hasn't been heard from all that much this year.
He's got to pick it up, period. There's nothing more to say, you know? I mean, he's got to pick it up. He's not that old. He's healthy. So what, he missed the offseason? He's played five games now. Pick it up. Shape up.
See, and I just think when you talk about him and then you talk about Clay Matthews, who's more known for his penalties than he's known for anything else this year at this point. Mm-hmm. Without you getting a consistent pass rush from those two guys, I think it's going to be very, very difficult for this defense to improve, Bob, going forward.
Yeah, Petten right now is manufacturing pressure. And it wasn't, you know, as a group, I mean, Daniels had an encouraging pass rushing game, his best of the season. Kenny Clark was pretty good, and so was Lowry rushing the passer. So, you know, the inside was there, but there was just zero from the outside. If those two veterans could pick it up, Matthews and Perry, and they'll definitely have a shot against this Niner team I'm working on right now, the defense could be pretty darn good.
Yeah, I think for the most part moving forward, they got to understand to keep their heads together. But we had Greg Jennings, we heard some cuts from him, and he was breaking down what he thought the body language of Aaron Rodgers. We knew he held on to the ball, second and one, 59 seconds to go, and a guy runs right up the middle, splits the double team, sacks him, causes a fumble, next play they're down 24-0. And as Rami always say, your body language is never going to be good when you're losing. I mean, do you think that's fair that people watch his body language when he wins and loses?
No. Yes, I do think it's fair. I mean, some would say he's the greatest to ever play the position, and he's the highest paid player in NFL history. It's all fair, and people are going to be watching him. You know what it's like to be a star, Leroy. Not quite at that level, but that's all fair game, you know. It is fair, and we've seen him for 14 years, and I think a lot of people can think they can psychoanalyze the guy.
That's Bob McGinn. Find his work and his fine team's work covering this Packers team at BobMcGinnFootball.com, and he joins us every Tuesday at 2:48 here on the Wendy's Big Show. All's appreciated, Bob. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Same to you. And he joins us on, I got him, the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey.
I don't think he did.
A simple and convenient pre-approval process. What?
I'm pretty sure he beat you.
Did he?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Anthony, check the tape.
Yeah, I'm rolling live.
Did he hang up right now?
He snuck it just in there.
I think he got it.
Come on, man.
It was like low outside corner of the plate. It could have gone either way.
I'm the hang-up button. As I was signing off, I had my feet. All right. Dude's quick. Dude's very, very quick. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.